The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
And welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It is the first day of June. The first day of June. It seems like we were just saying this is January the 1st. And here we are almost halfway through the year. Vera Massey is with us, University Extension. And this being the 1st of June, a lot of times we talk about how to feel good about ourselves. And today we're going to talk about preserving food because we're going into summertime.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, whether you have a garden or you take advantage of our wonderful producers at the local farmers markets or other markets in the community, it's great to eat that food fresh, but it's also great to preserve it to use for later.
Is it better when you're preserving food? Do you keep more of the vitamins and nutrients and the flavor of the food if you can it or if you freeze it?
Well, it sort of depends on the food because vitamins that are water soluble, like vitamins A and C, are lost quickly when they're heated. And so canning, you may lose more unless you consume the liquid that would have it. But generally, if the food is fresh, we usually say best, unless it's been shipped in and held at temperatures for long periods of time, which can happen in some parts of the country. So by getting that local produce and then preserving it quickly after harvest, then you're going to have a lot more food value
now,
retained.
Not everything can be preserved, though.
Well, not everything.
You know,
freezing lettuce doesn't work
really well. No, and freezing zucchini doesn't work either. And I found that out the hard way because I love zucchini. And I love fried zucchini.
Oh, gosh.
And I had so many zucchini in my garden. And I like breading and frying the zucchini. And I just went off crazy one summer. And I was making all this breaded fried zucchini. And I packaged it perfectly. And I put it in the freezer. And I thought, in the middle of winter, I'm going to have this fried, fresh zucchini from the garden. And I took it out of the freezer and it thawed out, and it was
mush. Yeah.
It was mush.
And so, see, that's the thing. You can do trial and error like that.
Yeah. Well,
a lot of work. So one of the things that I say is if you're new into preserving foods and you haven't had some of those trial and errors, and to save that is to learn about what things are going to preserve well and what things aren't so you don't waste the time, you don't waste the produce. We have to be really careful about sources of information on home food preservation, particularly with internet. People can post all kinds of things
that may not necessarily be true.
That may not be safe. The quality may not be what you were expecting, but safety is probably my biggest concern.
Okay.
Particularly when it comes to canning.
Right.
Canning isn't cooking. Cooking, you can decide, I want to add a little more of this, a little more of that.
So when you're canning, how is that canning preserving the food?
Well, canning, and there's only two safe methods of canning. Water bath canning for foods that are high in acid, and pressure canning for foods that are low in acid. And what we have is we're taking and putting that food in a jar, processing it in the canner so that it has sufficient enough heat to destroy the yeast or molds or bacteria.
That's with the pressure cooker.
And water bath does the same, but the pressure cooker gets to a higher temperature because it's under pressure. It gets to 240 degrees, which is critical to destroy those Clostridium botulinum bacteria. Because if they're present and not destroyed, they grow in the absence of oxygen, which that's what you get when you seal up a jar of food.
Yeah. As I remember, I was telling you before we came on, my mother was, we had a massive garden when I was growing up. And my mother canned hundreds and hundreds of quarts of tomatoes and peaches and green beans and corn. But my job was to listen for that lid to go.
That's right.
That little pop. That the lid went down And that, if it,
that's what all canners are waiting for. Usually you're cleaning up the kitchen, and you're waiting for that pings, because typically by the time you get the kitchen cleaned up, if they haven't sealed, they probably aren't.
And then you got to use them
then
right away,
or
put them in the refrigerator,
put them in a freezer container and freeze them. The key thing is, though, that you want to use procedures and processes that guarantee it's going to be safe and of the highest quality.
Now, where can people get this information? From the Extension Center?
Through our University Extension Center. There's also an excellent website. Just Google in National Center for Home Food Preservation. And that is your one-stop shopping for all food preservation information on different aspects, whether it's freezing, pickling, jams and jelly making, drying. And there you will find many recipes beyond what we have on our guide sheets. Ours are great, and you can download those. I offer classes on home food preservation. And if you're really someone who hasn't had any experience, particularly in canning, when you see somebody demonstrate it and you see what it means to exhaust steam out of the canner, or if it says bring the jam to a boil, you can't stir down. Well, what does that mean? Well, when you come and you watch, it all comes together.
Okay, when are your classes?
They will start in late June, and some in July, and some in August. So they can call our Boone County Extension Center.
Okay, they can call right now.
Right now.
Okay, operators are standing by right now to take your call.
At 445-9792.
That's area code 573-445-9792. And you can sign, they're free.
Those are not free of charge. I think it's $15 per session.
Okay.
There's sessions on water bath canning, pressure canning, drying, freezing. So you can pick and choose what you want. And the sessions are about 2.5 hours long. So we really get in and
do
the work.
And you get material to take home?
Absolutely. So you'll get all the materials on how to preserve those foods and get your questions answered. I have people who've had a lot of years of experience that they come to see, well, maybe there's some pieces I've missed. Mm-hmm. And so they're very well attended, and the classes always fill.
Okay, so the classes start in June,
late June
mm-hmm. into July. You do need to call and make your reservation now.
To register, yes.
And they're waiting to hear from you on the phone.
You got that down.
And your phone number, again, I just see these operators standing by with the little headsets
on. Oh, it's probably poor Frankie. Yeah. It's 573-445-9792.
Okay, and you always get a ton of calls from this, don't
you? I do. You all are reaching out in this community in so many ways.
Okay.
You know that.
Vera, thank you so much
for
coming
by.
And you're good. I guess we won't see you until August then.
No.
All right. Well,
no.
You have a good canning time in June and July. And we'll see you in August. Okay. Monday, Stevens College Theater and Ronald McDonald House Charities, our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu, for something you'd like to hear. And those operators are waiting to hear from you, 445-9792 at University Extension. See you. Bye-bye.